Hey, it's troubleshooting time. We've distilled down the most common questions our customers have asked us over the years and have given you the 10 most common questions or issues that are going to come up in your practice with detailed written responses that have input from Jack, Nicole, and myself. So while this right now is a quick video just to introduce some common questions that you'll get as you take people through step one, really the meat of this is in the PDFs, which you are required to read before you come to the training webinars, and you'll probably need, quite frankly. You know, we don't want to answer duplicate questions on the webinars because we want to work with real cases with you to help you advance your clinical knowledge and your efficacy. So let's dive into some of the most common things that are going to come up for you, your clients, or patients in step one. And again, all the answers are in the PDF that are included in this video. Struggling giving up coffee while on the program, what do you suggest? You know, we really get that question a lot, and the answer is it depends. It depends on their adrenal and thyroid health. It depends on how their brain is functioning. It depends on their metabolism. So we'll dive further into that. And then you're gonna have people coming to you that were doing intermittent fasting prior to starting the program, and they would like to continue fasting during the program. For some people, that will work. For others, that will be detrimental to their thyroid and adrenal glands, and you'll need to discern the difference and explain to them whether that's okay or whether that's not. Some people, they're gonna say they feel hungry and they're losing too much weight, right? Because this is such a different program and process. And so we'll help you for people if they gain weight, which is very, very rare on the Gut Thrive program. Most people lose weight. We'll help you pace that out if it's too quick for them. Cheating, right? This is gonna come up. People are gonna say, I cheated, I had a wedding, I had this, I had that, I stopped the dietary guidelines. How do I get back on track? Well, that's like a sliding scale of how much they cheated and how far they had come. This is a big one with Plan S. People say, I started taking the Plan S supplements and then I experienced diarrhea or increased bloating or nausea. Okay, prior to taking supplements, maybe they had what they considered normal bowels. These are just adjustments. It doesn't mean the protocol's not working or there's something wrong, but you will need to shift the protocol. You will need to shift some of the meals to attenuate the nausea and to get things back on track so that they can move forward with greater ease. Plan P, we might hear, you know, I'm getting a burning sensation in the stomach and maybe some belching or maybe a rash comes up. These are not things to be afraid of with the phase one supplements, because Plan P, remember, in step one, they're going to have heavier antiparasitic supplements where those aren't even introduced for any other plan until step two. So we'll help you make adjustments based upon how your people are reacting. Starting the program with chronic gastritis, that happens a lot, and so gastritis is an inflammation of the intestinal lining, and they can experience gastric pain when they're eating. And so some of those people are gonna need to extend step one, some of those people are gonna need to add a GI support and soothe to step one, they're gonna need to start healing the gut lining right away to calm their fire. Anything with an itis at the end means inflammation, and step one is all about calming inflammation before we move to step two. We don't want them to stay in that heightened inflammatory space before moving into step two. Right, you may hear, hey, you know, you may be telling us, my client is on Plan S and they're getting shaky when they don't eat. And that's a sign that your client or patient, that their SIBO, if they have SIBO, is metabolic related of the thyroid and the adrenals and the inability to balance blood sugar. And that's gonna give you a huge clue about how to work their process, which will be very exciting. You may allow him or her to include wild rice at the beginning of the program instead of halfway through at the end of the pathogen purge, right? You may start to combine some root vegetable with fruit to stabilize their glucose, see how they handle that. It's not something we recommend often, but we're gonna help you figure out all of these different nuances based upon what's coming in with your clients. Some people will say, oh, I have undigested greens in my stool, what should I do, right? And we're thinking, okay, like we have to basically get this person digesting better before they move on to step two. And then of course, comes in so much about additional liver support, which we have already talked about, and we're gonna talk about a lot more in the training webinar. So go now, read the PDF, work what you learn into your case studies, into your clinical practice, and then share with us what happens in the training webinar.